Hey, what is up, everyone? I'm Lady D, and I'm here with the Joe Madden, and you are listening to Odds Against Us podcast episode 1. And you can follow us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Joe Madden L on Twitter, Joe Madden _ Lady D _ show on Instagram, and the Joe Madden and Lady D show on Facebook. And you also have to give our people, our sponsor, a big follow as well, the Cappers TV. Our sponsor, they've been keeping it cool with us. They've been dealing with us. And, you know, we always have to show our love to them. So
let's go, Lady D. Hell yeah. Big shout out to the Cappers TV.
Yes. So here we go. We're going to start our first episode today, and we're going to just go and reminisce on what happened the last fight against Overeem and Harris, also with Hill, that Hill fight as well. Because you know me, I had tanked. I went 1-6 in that fight, and that was the worst card ever had, you know, ever.
You know what, Lady D? I have to stop you right there. It was because so many fights came down to the judges, and we can't let all these fights this weekend go to decision. These judges, without fans in the stands, I don't know if they can tell, honestly, their head from their ass. And I am sorry to say it like that, but I really don't know.
I don't know either, because I just think that the fans are the one who are encouraging these great fights. And now there's no fans. And now everybody is like, the fighters are listening to the coaches. They're like crickets. And they're like, go, 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 hit, go, punch. What are you doing? Bah, bah, bah. And that's all the fighters are thinking. And I think it's really affecting their fighting. But how's this going to affect tomorrow's fighting with the coaches yelling at their fighters and no people in the seats? Especially this is being held in Las Vegas. You know what yes. I mean? This is going to be crazy with nobody there but just the media, Dana White, the mm-hmm. coaches, and maybe the immediate family can see. But this is going to be so freaking crazy.
It will
fight.
Be, but you know what? I think in a way the coaches have probably learned from the Anthony Smith fight. That fight was terrible, how much they overcoached him, and the loss was on the coaches in that one. Anthony Smith gave mm-hmm. it his all. So I am hoping all the other coaches have learned their lesson from watching his corner just mess him up and make him overreact the way they normally would have coached when the fans were in. But now all he could hear was them. So I'm hoping that has weighed into these coaches and the corner, and they will take a step back and not scream at their fighters 24/7 during this fight.
Right. Exactly. I hope not either. I hope they took that time and like, hey, this is what we're going to do. And we're going to have to encourage them. We're going to have to like hype our fighters up instead of like yelling at in their ear, you know?
Exactly. So, okay. So when we look at the fights that we had last week, I was completely shocked and surprised with the Hill fight. She should have beat Claudia. And also, I got the bet for Song Dong-yong. He should not have won. Mm-hmm. There is no way he should have won. His opponent had that fight. This is why.
I agree.
This is why this week I am being cautious with the female fight that we are taking, because I think I think any fight that you're looking at will last the full length of the fight. It's all in the judges' hands, and right now that scares me with no fans. I think that is the biggest impact to the UFC right now.
We are going to get down to business today.
Let's
so
get
we
down
tomorrow's fight. This fight is going to be happening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, you know, this is crazy. And, you know, as I mentioned, No people is going to be there. What are these fighters doing to protect themselves from COVID? Now that, you know, Vegas is a, I don't think Vegas is a big hub of Corona, the virus being like big, you know, it's not like New York City or anything like that.
Oh,
so
for sure.
What are these fighters doing to protect themselves and making sure they can fight?
Well, okay, so
you know all this stuff, Miss Joe.
Well, on arrival, they're being tested, and they're going to be tested after weigh-ins. And if they actually leave the complex, they'll have to be tested again. They've been asked basically not to leave the complex. I don't think too many will, because especially if they're doing the nose test, that looks kind of disgusting. I would not want something shoved up my nose for the third time just so I could take my foot off the complex. So hopefully it's only twice for these guys. Maybe they're locked out. Maybe it's just a throat test. That one would be easy. We all could do that.
Right.
So what about when you look at the Caitlin Chokadian versus Antonia Chenkate? I cannot pronounce her last name. Why are fighters' names so hard to...
I don't know. It's like, because half of them are freaking out of, like, Russia or
Soviet
like,
Union.
Sounds like a Russian, Soviet Union last name.
Right? So, yeah, Chenchenko. Oh, Chenchenko is how you pronounce it.
Like, Chev, like I'm going to Chev your ass with a knife. Chevchenko.
So what are you thinking in this fight? We have Caitlin, and her nickname is the Blondie.
Oh, the Blondie.
So, which I find quite funny.
I like that.
Yeah, the Blondie. So I do. I like her nickname. Now, she's an underdog at +120 in this fight. Now, she is versing the sister of her last fighter. She just fought Valentina.
Yeah, Valentina won the last fight by kick that I saw. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, because I thought they already fought each other, but I didn't know that she had a sister that was also fighting as well. So, you know, so like when you was telling me that, like I had to do my research and like, oh, okay, it was the sister who kicked her.
Yeah, so Antonia has a little bit of a benefit because she trained with Valentina to help Valentina fight Caitlin. So it's almost like she's had 1.5 training camps to face Caitlin. So it's an interesting matchup. But she said all over social media, please don't think I have an advantage in this fight just because I trained with my sister. She is smaller than her sister, and she doesn't have the ground game her sister has.
I don't know. I think I would have to go with her because she has been training. She has won against her already. So I'm going to have to go with her just because that and the recent fights as well.
Well, I agree. Like, in this fight, I'm going to be honest. I am not picking a side because this is going to come to decision. This is one of the fights that I'm like, there is no way I am not taking either fighter to win this. Caitlin, there's one thing about her. So when she winds up and she's about to throw a punch, she makes this noise. And I don't know if you've heard it, Lady D, but you know that punch is coming. She's a very noise vocal fighter. She is great at kickboxing. There's no power behind her punches. She could stand there and punch her fighter over and over again. She's not going to KO anyone. She's not going to TKO anyone.
This is going to go to the end, honestly.
Yeah. Right? So with it going to the end, why would I rely on these judges to do what's right? I have a slight lean to Caitlin. Just a slight one, because I think I'm kind of tied. I think if it goes to decision, Antonia wins this because they want to see these sisters match up. There's a storyline being built. These sisters don't want to fight each other,
right.
But they will have to if Antonia keeps winning.
Oh, man. Okay, so I get it.
Yeah.
So
I just...
We need to lean over 2.5. I'm going to go with you on that.
Okay, so the co-main event.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the co-main event?
Oh, okay. So in this one, we have Ivanov versus Augusto Savacki. Is it Savacki? Do you say
Saki,
Savacki or
Saki,
Saki?
Sakai, Saki,
Okay, so we have
Saki.
Ivanov versus Saki. Ivanov is 18-3-0, but he's only 2-2 in the UFC,
Yeah, I see
while
that.
Augusto is 14-1-1, but 3-0 in the UFC. I am definitely leaning towards Augusto in this fight. I think he's the taller fighter. He definitely gets more strikes per minute than his opponent. He's had 11 wins by KO.
I see that.
Ivanov is definitely the more balanced fighter. Did you know he's had 6 fights by KO, 6 by submission, and 6 by decision?
Yep, I'm reading that all now. I'm like, wow. It's crazy. Six.
Right? So he is overall, he can win in every area of his fights.
Wow. Ow. So, wow. So, are you
Yeah,
taking
so he.
Ivanov?
No, I'm gonna go with Augusto on this fight.
So we're gonna go
There,
take Saki.
it's definitely a pick 'em.
Okay.
It's a pick 'em. They're both -110. Both these fighters are coming in at
Oh.
-110. Yeah, which is
Damn, he had
crazy. I don't.
11 KOs with zero submission.
Yes, 11
He
wins
hit
by
all his.
KO and only.
He won all his fights, like against Tibera, against Arivoski, Sherman, Carrano, and
Yep.
Carlos. He won all them by three knockout, well, four knockouts and one submission decision, I think. That's what it means. S decision. I think that's decision, whatever.
Decision. Yeah, he's amazing and he never backs down. You know, some of those fights where you watch fighters kind of running around, they're stepping away, like he doesn't. He is at his opponent. He never backs down. So he's looking to finish this fight. He's looking to get another KO, and I'm definitely behind Augusto in this. I think he, even if this goes to decision, I think he wins it because he gets 7.9 strikes per minute over Ivanov, who only gets 3.56 significant strikes per minute.
Do you know the over under on this fight? Because it looks like this last one he went one round was under, it was under 59 seconds with the knockout, and then
I'm not sure the over under on this one, but if Augusto, yeah, this one's going to be hard because Augusto either finishes it by KO or they go the distance. I don't see Ivanov finishing this fight. I'm not going to touch the over under. I'm guessing it's probably around 2.5 as well.
okay,
It
I
might
gotta look
actually be
into it.
lower. You know what? It might be lower with Augusto's record because 11 wins by KO out of 14. That's pretty crazy. And his wins do normally come quite fast.
Let me look at my bookmaker to see what's the over under on that, because I kind of like how this is going. See, if it's minus 1.5, I would definitely take it.
You would take the under -1.5?
On over minus 1.5.
Oh, over.
Damn. It's over 2.5 at minus 180. Damn, I'm gonna have to take the under 2.5 plus 140.
You're going to
Yeah.
take the over.
Nah, I don't think I'm not gonna touch it, because he's been having this knockout and he hasn't been going over his last fights, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lean to Augusto in this one. I'm not. It's a hard call. I think he will finish it quick, but I don't know. I don't like the over under on this one.
No, me either. Even though I like the plus. I like, even though I like the under going plus 140 right now, I know. Okay, we're gonna have to
We can
stick
you
with
you can
Augusto.
totally jump on the under. I could see him like when he's had 11 wins by KO and he's had 14 wins. You're like, look at that. He is a
That's
KO artist.
crazy.
He gets Ivanov on the chin. This is going like Ivanov's going to sleep.
He is crazy. I would probably have to take the under, honestly, because I love that plus 140.
So over or under 1.5?
2.5.
Under, I like the under 2.5. I have to be honest. I thought you said 1.5. Under two
Nope,
and a
it's
half.
two
I
and a
like it.
half. Under 2.5. Most of his recent fights went one round to round one, 59 seconds. He only made it to round three, 5 minutes, 2 fights, and the rest is like 2 and 1. Round
No,
two and
I'm
one.
with you.
I
Let's
kind of like
hit
this. I
the
like this
under
to
two
an
and a
under
half.
2.5.
Yeah, let's hit the under 2.5. Are you riding with Augusto too?
Let's go. Let's take Augusto.
Okay, let's go. And on that note, you guys, please make sure you check out our sponsors, the Capris TV on Instagram, Capris TV on Facebook, and Lady D. What are they on Twitter? Are they the Capris TV or Capris TV?
The Capris TV. Hold on. Oops.
Perfect. So you
Let
guys
me
check
see.
them out. They make everything we do possible.
Yes, they do. Let's go.
Know who the main event is. It's a welterweight event. We have Tyron Woodley taking on Gilbert Burns. Woodley is 9-4-1, and he's at minus 180. Burns is coming into this at 18-3-0, and he's plus 155. Lady D, what are you thinking?
Oh my God! Should we go with this whole streak that it has been only dogs winning all these damn fights? And notice all the damn dogs has been winning. Who is gonna break this streak of being a freaking favorite and finally damn winning, even if it's a damn low favorite? So I'm half.
I think Tyron is gonna do it. Tyron Woodley, I think, breaks this streak. He comes out and wins this fight, and he is gonna win it quick.
I kind of do like I'm on Woodley's side as well. He looks like he had a great starting fighting. His last matchups was minus 165. I don't like that minus 165 though.
I have him actually. I got him at minus 180. It is a lot, but I
It's
believe in
gone
him. He's
down.
got such. He's vicious and he's explosive
Well,
with that right punch.
He just right now he's 3-1 in a draw. His last fights. Well, his recent fight was March 2nd and he lost it. So don't you think he should want to come back and regain it?
He definitely
and
does. And if
he did,
yeah,
he lost
he definitely
again.
does. And if he can get that space on Burns, because Burns is gonna wanna get within a closer distance so that Woodley does not have that ability to throw that right punch with the power that he does. But the minute that he gets that space, he does have that explosive power and he will be looking to knock out Burns. My only concern is his cardio and his conditioning. With him being out of the ring for so long, which historically we've seen him be out of this ring and we've seen him come back in and win these fights. It's not out of the norm for him. But he has to win them fast. If we go to round three and round four, Burns will win this fight. We go to round five, Burns is going to win this fight. It's not even a question for me. Woodley has to finish this fight right away. It has to be round one, round two. Woodley finishes it.
Oh my God, but it's crazy because Burns is like his recent fights. March 14, win, knockout, September 28th, 2019, decision, August 10th, 2019. Decision.
Yep.
April 27th. Submission. Oh my God. He is totally a beast. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with the dog on this one.
You're going to go with Burns. Well, I
think I'm
going
to have
you
to
know,
go with Burns with this one because he has been fighting more than Woolly. Woolly had took some time off, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty good with submissions, too, as well. 6-1 in TKOs.
Yeah.
8-0 in submission. Oh, my God. This is so hard to tell. Is it going to be another...
And Burns is a major jiu-jitsu fighter. He's fantastic in that area. He is going to push on Woodley extremely. I like him at welterweight. He has jumped between different weight classes, but I am liking Burns at welterweight. He has a lot to gain by winning this fight against Woodley. He's on a mission. And the only thing I do question about Woodley is... is he mentally wanting to win this fight?
Oh my God, yes.
Well, because
let's find out.
Making...
But I'm going to go with Burns. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're going to go with Burns. I'm going to ride with Woodley. I think Woodley has an ego that needs stroking. And I'm going to say that flat out. Woodley wants to be known. He wants everyone to know his name. He's been out making music. He's been doing his thing. He wants everyone to know him. I think he mentally has it there. I think he's going to win this fight. Lady D, now that we are on opposite pages for this fight, we need a bet between us, not money, because that's boring, right? Anyone can bet money. We need a bet between us. Maybe we'll tell everyone tomorrow what it's going to be, because I'm just throwing this at you right now. Unless you can think of something right now.
I can't think about anything but these fights right now and how that I need to regain myself and come back strong with these fights. Because, man, I'm still taking it to the heart about my 1-6, man. Don't you know? I hate having those damn bad days. I have to regain and get myself back out of there again. But you know, I don't usually bet these fights. I usually bet like the big name fights. Like I would have probably been, but there's nothing else to bet. I'm not gonna bet no damn Korean baseball and blog y'all whatever soccer because I'm not. I don't like going into those territory like international betting, you know. Some people can do it, but I don't have time or patience to go and do all the research for that, you know.
Oh, for sure. I completely understand, and I'm with you. I do make calls on NASCAR because I absolutely love NASCAR. This is my first season publicizing it. I personally kept a record for myself last year. Because I love NASCAR. I always watch it. So
yeah, you're a NASCAR girl.
I am. And that comes all from my dad. I love my dad. And he had me at the track all the time. So I have a great love, a great passion for cars and for driving fast. And if any of you see me on the country roads here at 3 a.m., I apologize. But I drive down the middle. I'm not going to hit a deer. I don't want to hit a deer, but that's what my dad told me. He's like, Joe, if you're driving in Canada, you better drive down the middle of the road or you're gonna hit a deer. And country roads, no one is out, it's COVID time, and it's 3 a.m and I go out driving completely sober, and I just like to get a little bit of speed behind me.
Oh, you a need for speed, girl.
I am a need for speed. And you know what, Lady D? Come on. It comes with the territory. If we are standing up here and putting our asses on the line, calling these bets, you are a speed junkie, too. We are totally full of adrenaline.
Oh, pardon? As long as you don't have to ask me to go jump off a damn airplane.
What? That was going to be my bet, Lady G. I was going to say, whoever loses this bet can jump out of a plane. And then I was really hoping I was going to lose. So I was going to be like, whoever wins this bet has to jump out of a plane. Let's do that. Whoever wins has to jump out of a plane.
I'm not adrenaline junkie like that. I'm such a fucking afraid of heights, yo, for real.
Okay, like, bungee jump? God. Will you bungee jump?
Oh, man. Listen, I am so afraid of heights that I went to the, like, you know how there's downtown in Fremont? They have the little zip line thing.
Yeah.
It took me a day and a half to gather my nerves to actually go on that thing, and my friends are just pushing me. Come on, let's go. You're not gonna die. It was, yeah, me and heights is not working.
Okay, Lady D, when we are in Vegas, one of us is doing that zip line.
I'll do it now because I already did it.
Oh, okay.
But, oh, yeah, in a high roller, too. I remember my friends trying to push me on a high roller, too, on the little Ferris wheel. Boy, I was so scared to go out. I was like, I'm staying right in the little seats.
Lady G, I have our bet. I have our bet. This is what we're doing.
Okay, what is
whoever
it?
Loses this bet will jump, bungee jump off the stratosphere when we are in Vegas.
Oh, hell nah.
But Lady D, that's not good. Now I want to lose this bet. I want to go bungee jump off there.
You are crazy. I'm going to watch you. Like, have fun.
Okay, Lady D, here it is. If I lose, I will bungee jump. If you win, we will bungee jump together.
Oh, fuck no. I'm not doing that. You are out of your mind. I'm too old for that.
Lady D, I am older than you. Damn it, girl. We are jumping.
We're 38, so we're both the same age. So
okay, well, like, either way, if I win or lose, I will jump. If I win, you need to jump with
know,
me.
I just waved to you like, have fun, okay? You're not catching me doing so
well,
funny
then,
shit.
Then you better win I'm with not, birds. I'm Otherwise, you are I'm jumping your ass off that bridge with me. Or off the stratosphere.
Oh my god. I would be crying my ass. I'm like, no, don't.
I'll hold your hand. It will be okay. And Capris TV can stand at the bottom and laugh at both of us.
Oh my god. Listen, the rides up there is so freaking crazy. I did the slingshot when I was like 10 years old.
Nice.
My face was so, I came out of there white. As a ghost, my mom was like, do you want to go on there again? Nope, not at all, no more. After that, I have not been on the stratosphere my entire life. Well, I even get scared to go to the top where, you know, the observation deck and shit. Uh-uh. Yeah.
Well, Lady D, you know, I can promise you, I got married in Vegas. Nothing is more scarier than that shit. I was 21 and I thought whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not when you get married, you guys. There is my life tip for the day. When you get married in Vegas, that shit stays and follows you to Canada. And then it's a nasty divorce. How many ever years later? Don't get married in Vegas, you guys. So don't nothing we do in Vegas, is going to be scarier.
You see, I don't have to worry about that because I'm already married. So
there you go. You're fine. I will never get married again in Vegas. No more Elvis weddings, you guys.
No, my hours. That did give you nightmares.
I think we have talked about all the fights that we wanted to talk about. Of course, there's so many more, but not ones that we're really liking the odds on. I want to give again a big shout out to the Capris TV. Thank them for sponsoring us, for everything they do. Again, you guys can follow them on Instagram at the Capris TV, as well as Twitter, and then on Facebook at Capris TV. I also want to give a shout out to my sports book. I do rep a sports book up here in Canada, named VIP Bets. You can check them out up here and you can use promo code Bet with Joe. Lady D, what is the name of your book down that way?
Oh my God. You know, I have been dealing with issues. My promo code has not been working. So I have to get back at y'all. Once I get back talking to the guy who runs my book, but I have been working with dealersportsbook.com. And hopefully I'll be able to get my promo out there. So when I get it ready, it'll be use promo Lady D at dealersportsbook.com. What is our next topic? What is our
You know what,
new?
Lady D? It's interesting. You say what's our next topic. Now, we do have a special guest that wants to come join us. He is called the most hated capper on Instagram. Do you know who
Is
I'm
he
talking
really the
about?
most hated capper?
I don't know. It's the word on the street is he's the most hated capper on Instagram. You know more about this. I have stepped away from all the cappers in the industry. And I've just slowly been introduced to some. I've had cappers go after me, and I'm like, holy shit, I don't even know who you are. Like, why are you yelling about me? I'm completely open. I'm an open book. I tell my shit exactly how it is. So if anyone wants to come after me, do your best. But this capper, he has a lot of heat on him.
Well, the only capper I know who got a lot of heat on him is Vegas scumbag Dave. If he, I don't think he can go, he's not legitimately in that whole category with Vegas scumbag Dave.
No.
But we're gonna find out what this proven winner P Dub is about and why he is the most hated capper on Instagram. Because listen, I'd be seeing all the drama that be taking partay on these social media, and it is fucking funny to me how these people, like, how these cappers are going against each other. I'm like, really, y'all should be like getting together and trying to win the book and I do not hold my tongue for no one. I don't kiss my ass for to no one.
Yeah.
And if you got, and I'm telling y'all out there, if y'all got something to say to me, tell me and watch what's gonna happen, because I don't hold my fucking tongue for nobody, okay? And you're gonna just get a handful of me talking shit to y'all guys. So if y'all got something to say to me, bring it.
If you want to say something to
Bring
me,
it.
don't, 'cause
And oh yeah, and if you got beef with Joe, yeah, y'all better smash that beef, because you're gonna have beef with me, okay? You have beef with Joe, you're gonna have beef with me. 'Cause now Lady D is gonna start talking shit to a whole bunch of y'all motherfuckers out there who be talking shit about Joe, okay? So y'all got any beef with Joe, y'all got beef with me, and trust me, it's gonna be forever.
Lady D,
Okay, so
on
I'm
that
gonna give
note,
him
it is almost 9 o'clock here,
let's
almost 8 o'clock there. Let's wrap this up. Let's give a big shout out again to Cappers TV for sponsoring us. My book, VIP Bets. You can use promo code Bet with Joe. Lady D, your book is?
Dealer Sports
And
Bet
your promo code?
Sportsbook and .com, and you can Lady
Perfect.
D
So you guys
and
have a wonderful Friday night. Happy Saturday. I can't wait for a second episode. We are going to have the most hated capper on Instagram on our show. It's going to be nothing but fire and spice. You guys are going to want to check this out. It's going to throw ripples through the Instagram cappers pages. I can't wait.
it's
It's
gonna
gonna
be
be crazy.
crazy, and
I
especially
might take
me.
5 steps back and like not be around this, but we're doing it.
Pop, and I hope everyone who's listening to us, I hope y'all enjoy our podcast, and I hope you listen to us. We're going to, I can't wait for NHL to come back. I can't wait for my sports, baseball, to come back, because I'm gonna be on fire with those. And with my girl Joe backing me up with football, and we're gonna be in our draft. That Cappers TV has started. I can't wait for that one. So y'all check us out, continue to listen to us, and thank you everyone. If any of y'all have any questions or comments, please make sure you go and hit us off at our email. or hit us off at our social media pages. Just come out and let us know, and then we probably can have y'all come up
And
to our
actually,
show
you know
too.
what? On that note, Lady D,
So
you bring up an excellent point. We will have the most hated capper on our next podcast. You guys, you want a question asked of him? PM us what you want to know.
yes. Yes, I'm excited for the second episode. So, yeah, I know. Get at us on our Insta message, in our Twitter. She is the Joe Madden at all her pages, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Betting in Heels on my Twitter. I'm mostly on Twitter. So come check me out on my Twitter at Betting in Heels. And go check out Joe Madden on hers. Give us some ideas, questions, whatever.
Whatever you guys
Just check
want
us out.
answered. We have a list of questions longer than our arms, but if there is something nitty-gritty you guys want to know, let's ask it. Hit us up. Let us know. Okay, Lady D, on that note,
All right, yeah, bye,
have a
everyone.
wonderful night. We are all up against odds. Let's go.
Let's go.